This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. November USDA crop production report review. November production estimates were bearish again. As we forecast, USDA increased the corn yield from 173.4 bushel per acre to 175.3. We have been repeating that the corn crop was yielding better than expectations. 175 bushel per acre is at the upper end of Dr. Taylor's forecast. We suggested that those with models showing a yield under USDA's need new models. Theirs are broke. The satellite and some weather services track corn yield data about as closely as the polls track Trump voters. They missed some. The increase in yield boosted production by 209 million bushel. USDA boosted food and industrial uses 85 million bushel and the ethanol crush by another 25 million. That still resulted in an increase in the carryover of 82 million bushel. There was a 1 million metric ton hike to world corn carryover stocks. They left exports unchanged as they have already increased those 327 million bushel from last marketing year. They have the hole filled and the crop in South America is off to a good start. Livestock producers are losing money now and the election of President Donald Trump, who will pursue protectionist trade policies, will have consequences to meat exports. The business plan of increasing pork, beef, and chicken production for growing export markets will be tested soon. I think that there's a great chance that U.S. meat production will be forced to moderate growth, which will have a negative impact on domestic corn consumption. Livestock producers have a glut of different feedstocks to choose from. Farmers are bidding corn and using no-price established contracts at elevators, and they have done nothing to mitigate risk, thinking that prices will go higher. They have seen corn prices surge to $4.50 a bushel the past 2 years, so expect it to do so again. This time they might even sell. The fact that they surrendered ownership to commercials without establishing the price while holding the burdensome carryover will be counterproductive to price improvement. I think that they have farmers right where they want them. 40-week cycle lows are due in mid-January. Big crops get bigger, and USDA will add a little more to the yield in the January report. I outlined in our morning subscribers report how double crop soybean yields in Missouri of 56 bushel per acre reported were higher than the USDA average. When double crop yields are above the national average, where the heck are the poor soybeans? The USDA increased the soybean yield from 51.4 to 52.5 bushel per acre, adding 92 million bushel to production. It took them to November to fess up. It is almost a certainty that they will bump the yield up slightly again in January. Almost everyone in this country raised good to record soybeans this year, even in places where the corn was average. You're listening to the Comstock Report. USDA increased the soybean carryover from 395 to 480 million bushel, again. It seems like this is where we always get to. USDA forecasts a huge carryover, and then demand comes in as China buys and buys, and before it's done, the carryover is whittled down to 200 million bushel again. USDA increased soybean exports by 25 million bushel, but took the crush down by 20 million. There is a lot of distillers grain to compete with meal. USDA added 4.1 million metric tons to the world carryover stocks, which is a lot. I will be blunt. I do not believe that demand is going to eat up the stocks this time as before because demand is getting full. USDA has increased U.S. soybean exports by 210 million bushel since 2014-15 marketing year. They would have to do that yet again to reduce the soybean carryover to 270 million bushel. How many more acres of soybeans do farmers plan to plant in 2017? One result of the election will be for our ag trading partners to do a complete revaluation of the risk that they have trading with us. Mexico is our number one corn buyer, and last week it was our number two soybean export buyer. How long is that going to last? TPP is dead. Brazil is excited, as they see that as opportunity to expand their market share to Asia. China is expanding its soybean production. By the way, when Mexico, who buys 20% of the hams produced in this country, slows purchases, that will mean pork gets cheap here, and hog herd liquidation becomes a possibility, which means less corn and meal consumed for feed. This election, in my opinion, will have the greatest consequences on the ag sector since Ronald Reagan in 1980. The U.S. is preparing to make a major shift in its trade policy from expanding globalization to protectionism. It will leave a mark. Change we are going to get. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.